These office Maseches Bava Kama Daf Peches. The Gemara Named Aleph is searching for a source that a Canaanite slave, an Eved Canaani, is disqualified from bearing witness. And one of the suggested sources the Gemara brings is from the Pasuk, the verse in Devarim, 24th Perek, Chav Dalet, Tes Zayin, 16th verse. The Pasuk says, Lo Yum Tu Avot Abanim. It's a source that we have touched upon many times in our journey through Shas, that people should not be put to death based on the testimony of fathers. This is the way the Gemara understands. In other words, common lineage, have to have common lineage with their children in order to have this law be applied. So the Gemara uses the language She'in Lehem Chayes Banim. It's this idea the Gemara carries on. So that's the difference between Canaanite slaves, that they don't have that sense of relationship and therefore they cannot give testimony. The Gemara carries on the discussion and draws comparison to a convert to Judaism, who also has an issue of lineage. He has no chayas, he has no lineage to his parents, but he does have chayas to his children. He does have lineage to the children that he bears and brings into the world. But nevertheless, the Gemara suggests, not the conclusion, but the beginning of the discussion, he is actually invalidated from giving testimony. Pasul edut. So kal v'chomer, so says the Gemara, she'en lo chayas lo lamala v'lo lamata. Eved, kal v'chomer to a servant who has no lineage, not above and not below, not related to his parents, not related to his children. So the Gemara actually reverses itself in terms of a convert, that because he does have lineage with his children, so the Gemara says, we know that to be true, he is going to be permitted to give testimony. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch Hoshe Mishpat Simon Lamed Gimel Sivid Aleph, that a convert indeed does have the ability to give testimony in a Jewish court. But an Eved, the servant, has no family connections, therefore is going to have a disqualification from giving testimony. And a fascinating commentary of the Meshech Chochma, Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, writes on the Dalad Lashonot Shel Geulah, the four phrases of redemption, the beginning of Parshat Va'era, where Hashem comes to Moshe and says, you got to go to the Jewish people and tell them there's going to be redemption. It's going to go through the following stages. We have the four cups of wine, which reflect these four stages of redemption. And the third one is Vigaalti, I will redeem you. Says the Meshech Chochma, an amazing thing. He says, we know that halacha places certain obligations on parents to children and children to parents. For example, a father has to give his son a circumcision and brit milah, has to teach him Torah. And a child has to honor his parents, kibud avim, because the father is the father of the child, and vice versa. And when a servant gives birth to a son, when an eved gives birth to a son, this child is not considered to be this servant's son. And that slave is not the father. So if I own a slave, and he has a son, I am obligated to organize circumcision, a bris milah, for that child. That eved, that slave, doesn't have to honor his father. And Eved's whole existence, slave's whole existence, is to serve his master. Says the Meshech Chochma, Hashem redeemed us because even though we were slaves, we maintained our family connections. V'hein lo shinu shmatein is the words of the Meshech Chochma. They didn't change their names. The zichur yachas avotein reuven shimon. They recalled and remembered and held on to the lineage of their fathers. The names Reuven, the name Shimon, we kept that identity alive. V'zeh romez al kos hasheni. And this beautifully connects to the second cup that we drink. She'omrim alav chatzi ha-halel rishon. We say this first half of halal. Miusad al zichron yachas me'avoteh v'zichronoteh k'dumot. That's what we talk about in the beginning of that part of halal. We talk about the relationship, the lineage, the connection we have to our ancestors, our memories from years gone by, the history of our people. Rabbi Breiter says beautiful words in his essays in Parshas Va'era, Tafshin Nun Vav, says, quote, a person who has parents and cherishes the gift that he received from his parents, to the extent that he does so, he's not really a slave at all, end quote. Such a powerful idea that our freedom is not just physical, but the ability to confidently express our identity, connection to our past.